This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day amid opposition's ruckus over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. When the upper house reassembled at 11:30 after first adjournment, members from Congress, Left, DMK, TMC, SP, AAP and others continued to raise the issues, forcing adjournment of the house for the day. Earlier, when the house began its proceedings this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar rejected the adjournment notices under Rule 267 given by the opposition MPs on alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group, Manipur violence and violence in Sambhal in Uttar Pradesh. Opposition members created noisy scenes in the house leading to the adjournment till 11:30. In the Lok Sabha, as soon as the House met, the opposition members created uproar over same issues. Speaker Om Birla repeatedly urged the members to allow the House to function and maintain decorum and dignity. He assured them that all issues will be discussed after the question hour. However, the opposition members trooped into the well of the House and continued raising slogans. It led to the adjournment of the House till 12 noon. The House has resumed business. President Draupadi Murmu has arrived in Coimbatore on the first leg of her four-day visit to Tamil Nadu. The president will attend an event at the Defence Services Staff College at Wellington, Ooty, tomorrow. She will interact with the tribals at Nilgiris on the 29th of this month. Security has been tightened in and around Coimbatore and Ooty in view of the president's visit. Due to inclement weather conditions prevailing in the hills, the president is travelling to Ooty by road. Union Minister for Women and Child Development, Annapurna Devi, launched a national campaign, Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat, in New Delhi today. The primary agenda of the program is to make India a child marriage-free nation. The minister also unveiled the Child Marriage-Free Bharat portal. The online platform has been developed to support the campaign's mission of raising awareness, preventing child marriage, and effectively reporting incidents of child marriage. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Jammu police carried out a massive crackdown on terrorist networks linked to the proscribed organizations Jaish-e-Mohammed and Lashkar-e-Taiba yesterday. The police conducted 56 raids and searches at various locations across Rajouri, Poonch, Kishtwar and Udhampur districts of the Jammu region. Our correspondent reports that the large-scale operation resulted in the arrest of several overground workers and terror suspects, along with the recovery of incriminating materials, including unaccounted cash. The Israeli government has approved a ceasefire deal with Hezbollah in Lebanon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office announced this last night. The ceasefire deal has been brokered by the US and France and is expected to halt the war in Lebanon. That has killed almost 3,800 people in the West Asian country over the last year and left about 16,000 injured. After approval by Israel's Security Cabinet, French President Emmanuel Macron and his US counterpart Joe Biden issued a joint statement committing both nations to work with Israel and Lebanon to ensure the agreement is fully implemented and enforced. Our correspondent reports the deal requires both Israeli forces and Hezbollah to withdraw from South Lebanon over 60 days, with Hezbollah repositioning north of the Litani River, approximately 30 kilometers from the border. The deep depression over the southwest Bay of Bengal is progressing to develop into a cyclonic storm Fengal by this evening. India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy rain in Mayiladuthurai, Nagapattinam and Tiruvarur districts of Tamil Nadu and Karaikal in Puducherry for today. The system is likely to continue to move north-northwestwards and intensify during the next 12 hours. Talking to Akashvani News senior scientist in IMD, R.K. Jainamani said that heavy to very heavy rainfall is also likely over coastal Andhra Pradesh. The air quality in the national capital, Delhi, remains in the very poor category, with an average air quality index of 301 as of 7 a.m. this morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.